This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to go just a little ways out on a limb here and guess that it's better than even money, that whoever you are, almost wherever you are, with or without children, you have at some point in the past couple of years crossed paths with a minion. Many minions, probably. Those little yellow blobs of the Despicable Me movie franchise with overalls and eye goggles speaking gibberish. Little yellow blobs that are making millions and millions of dollars for Universal Pictures and the company that invented them, Illumination Entertainment. Chris Melendondri runs Illumination. Chris, thanks for being here.
Very nice to be here.
You are the CEO of Illumination. You founded Illumination. But what is your role in the creative process at the company and wrangling all these creative people who are a notoriously difficult bunch to manage?
You know, my responsibility, it's kind of an old-fashioned view of producing, which is it starts at with the inception of the idea, and it runs through the entire making of the film, which, you know, involves the writing of the film, the assembly of all the various participants, and it takes us all the way through to the marketing, the release of the film, and the afterlife of the movie. So it is, it's all inclusive. But as much as I'm present, the magic in the films, I don't believe comes from me. I believe that comes from our directors and our artists, and I'm the enabler.
Yeah, but we should say, you know whereof you speak. I mean, you've been around for a while. You were involved in and did Ice Age and Robots and all of those. I mean, it's not like Despicable Me was your first hit.
No, it's a great sort of Hollywood sort of moment, which was going from one of the industry's biggest financial failures to my subsequent film being Ice Age, becoming one of the most profitable films in 20th Century Fox's history.
Well, tell that story. You lost $100 million worth of Rupert Murdoch's money, for crying out loud.
Yes. I mean, it was the second animated film that I was involved with, called Titan AE. And it was one of those films that, you know, like most films, start out with great intentions and high ambition, but it never quite came together and absolutely crashed. And News Corporation wrote down $100 million on the back of that failure.
What's that like?
It is exceedingly lonely.
Yeah.
The best part about it is that for me, I had lived with the perception that a massive failure would actually kill me. And I realized that I was still breathing in the aftermath. And there was actually something, you know, strangely inspiring about that.
You run this company, you have said quite lean, that you want the ratio of developed projects to produced projects to be quite low. How do you keep that going? How do you keep everybody firing when you're trying to do that?
Well, it allows you to operate with the assumption that everything that you're working on is actually a movie.
Right.
And it takes you out of what is a development process that for many years became almost its own industry within the industry, but lots of things that were being developed, most things, never saw the light of day. So I actually find that the low ratio, we've been operating at about, for every, I'd say, 1.5 films that we develop, we make one. When you're in that realm, from the moment you start working on an idea, there's a sense that you're working on, you're working in the early stages of making a movie.
You have a favorite?
A favorite film?
Yeah.
The first Ice Age and the first Despicable Me.
Yeah.
They're the films that, you know, have introduced me to characters that I still, you know, that I feel extremely bonded with.
Chris Melendondri is the CEO of Illumination Entertainment. Chris, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
I personally love those guys, I got to tell you.